Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's an exhibit you might want to see during tulip time at the Pella Public Library. Let's go in depth with Carol Wyhe with the Pella Public Library and Jennifer Van Coten with the Pella Historic Trust. Well, Carol, how did the Earth Day upcycle challenge go at the Pella Library?
Well, it was quite a great success, if I say so myself. We have had ages 4 to 60-something participate. At the moment at the library, we have 38 individual pieces on display, ranging from jewelry to wall hangings to bouquets, and everyone who has done it has seemed incredibly enthusiastic about it.
Can you tell our listeners what you did?
Yes, I saved materials at the library uses, but that are waste products. So waste tubes from receipt tape, scotch tape, old DVD cases that are cracking, old CDs, things like that, that are not recyclable, but that we might donate to the art center. So I saved those, gave everybody a kit of materials. So they basically made their creations out of the same things. So if you look at each art piece, you can see the CDs, or you can see a floppy disk, or you can see a tape roll. So that they were just required to use the materials in their bag.
Well, and it's pretty remarkable with that number of items that it's like an infinite, you know, kind of possibilities that people could do, and they did all kinds of different things.
They did, yes. We started out with a race car and a motorcycle, moved on to a windmill, and then now we have flowers and buildings, and just last week we ended up with a covered wagon. So you'd think after you have 30 some items that there couldn't be a new item, but no, somebody else looks at an item and comes up with a completely different idea for it. So it has just been, I think, a boost to our staff just to see each item come in and get excited each time, and the public has also been really enjoying viewing it.
And is it open through tulip time?
It is, through the Friday of tulip time. We close at 2 p.m. on Thursday and Friday of tulip time.
Give people a chance to get out and about.
Yeah, because parking is terrible, you know, once 2 o'clock hits, and usually there are the parades and stuff, but not this year. Yeah.
All right, so tulip time visitors, welcome.
Definitely, yep.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Upcycle Challenge with Carol Wyhe and Jennifer Van Coten. And Jennifer, why did you decide to participate?
Carol was enthusiastic about this project, and she said she had invited a lot of the, you know, more famous artists in Pella. And I've worked with her before at the Art Center, and it just sounded like a fun challenge.
And what'd you do? Let's go look at it.
I made a small airplane, sort of resembles an X-wing fighter, but it has an IT technical repairman that drives it, and it's able to shrink if your imagination would allow it to, and fix computer problems.
Just shrinks and zaps right into our computers?
Yes, if it needs to, but usually it can fix things remotely because of all its capabilities on board.
Well, and he looks like a good guy. He's got a nice smile on his face.
So much was Microsoft-generated waste, in a way, that I kind of went with that for a theme, that he's fixing technology's issues.
That's very nice. And there's so many different things. Somebody came up with dinosaurs over here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Joe Hochsbergen and his family mentioned that there were certain objects that made them think of things. So they thought the big tape roll looked like the belly of a dinosaur. So they started creating a dinosaur around that. And they broke up a CD into pieces, reflective pieces, to make a pond for the dinosaurs. And made a very cool rock out of distressed pieces from the DVD case. They kind of bent them and just and made beautiful, like, water lilies from the era of the dinosaurs. Just really, really beautiful things. We did allow people to add items if they wanted to. So, for instance, they added some corrugated cardboard for their backdrop for the dinosaurs. Another person added a lot of crayon wrappers that she had, waste crayons here, to make the lion.
Well, that's, I just guess I just admired the lion. I didn't see the crayons.
Yep. And so that was in the guidelines. It was, please try to use everything in your bag if you can, but you can also add things that we might also at the library have as waste products that we might regularly recycle, like cardboard. We get a lot of cardboard in boxes here, but we recycle toilet paper tubes, book pages, things like that. And she happens, Angela Van Roekel happens to be an art teacher, and at the school they end up with a lot of crayons at the end of the year. So she has rescued some of those and decided that the lion needed a really cool mane of orange, yellow, and brownish crayon wrappers. And I think, but you can still so distinctly see each piece from her recycle kit in there, right? You can see the rolls from the tape and the inside the floppy disk.
You didn't tell anyone that we had to leave it so that you could see the components, and we all followed through with that, that we wanted people to see this was made from something original, so you could still tell it, but it wasn't, you know, directed that way.
No, it wasn't at all.
Because,
no.
You know, my first thoughts were, I want to make a mobile, and you probably wouldn't have been able to see what the components were of that as closely as what when I cut everything apart and started playing with them. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the process everyone seemed to use, is they took the original things that came in the kit and started following lines and cutting things apart. They didn't really start, according to the things that I've read in my own, with an idea in mind. They first, you know, took it apart to see what the potential was, what shapes and kind of what called out to you.
And you said you really recognized some shapes immediately for your rocket and
right,
such.
Right, because of the curves of the plastic CD disc and the tubes. Definitely reminded me when my children were building rockets. Mm-hmm. And so it all worked together for something fun.
Yeah. Well, I even think that if I had said, everybody take these materials and build a windmill, that we would have had so many different kinds of windmills that you would still have hardly been able to tell that they were made out of the same materials. You know, that's just how the mind seems to work, a creative mind, is you can take the same materials and even almost make the same thing and have them turn out so differently. Because we have two flower arrangements here that are completely different. And then some water lilies. And there's a big flower in the front case made by a 4.5-year-old. So people had flowers in mind, but none of them look anything alike. We have a pretty shiny bouquet of all different flowers made of the materials. We have the water lilies.
That's the Monet.
Monet water lilies, yep,
yeah.
By Andrea Van Wyck. And then we have Jeanette Vaughn from Community Services over here made
adorable windmill basket.
Yeah, she enhanced our materials with her seed packets and made the flower petals out of seed packets, but as well as using our materials. So, you know, even if you had said, everybody do some flowers, that would look different. Or we have two different trees here, so if you had said, make a tree. So, yeah, the mind is amazing.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about the upcycle challenge with Carol Wyhe and Jennifer Van Coten. the one flower one here that Jeanette Vaughn did. It looks like a professional arranger.
It does.
I mean, that you get from only with the recycled materials.
Yep.
And we've got a nice airplane trophy by a 9-year-old.
Yes, and so that's a fun story because both her grandmother and father have pieces in this display too. So they're the only 3-generation family in the display.
Oh, really?
Karen Spencer, who made the Southwestern flavored dream catcher and basket, and then Corey, who made the motorcycle and race car, is her father, and then she and her sister made pieces here. And I did not get the story on the airplane trophy, so you get to sort of dream about who's going to get that trophy in your own imagination.
Well, there's so many cool things.
I love Paul's, your husband's, 2 generations of windmill for floats. I can see that evolving into a real float someday. Yeah.
And Paul, a biology teacher at Central, very interested in renewable energy.
He is,
among other
yeah.
things.
And it's fun because we gave everybody a strip of stickers that are the dots remaining from the middle of the stickers that we use. And he saw the material they were on and it was shiny. And he said, you know, that reminds me of the shiny stuff around the bottom of the floats at Tulip Time. And then he kind of went with that idea. And so it's funny how one little item in there can spark your imagination and make you head in a certain direction.
Well, a lot of professors and teachers of art here.
There are, yes. We asked every teacher that I could find in Pella at any level of art. So grade school, middle, high school, in both the Christian and community schools, the college, the art center, and then a little bit of a random collection of people that I was aware of who did art in our town. And everyone was so excited about it. So.
Well, and then you got the word out. We did a program on it, and people just walked in and wanted to do it.
They do, yeah. And I still just try to approach people when they come in and look. When kids are really enthusiastic and say, "Well, you know, we still have kits available," and we do still have kits available right now that anybody can pick up and use their imagination. They can use these ones in the display case as inspiration, or just go off. As I found out, since I finally did one myself, I had even more admiration for the artists because the materials are not easy to manipulate. It's not like just taking paper and cutting it. It's trying to cut a DVD case, trying to cut a CD. Things happen. Cuts don't always go as you would like.
I never expected a CD to be that difficult. They come apart with a clear plastic and then the reflective layer plastic. Mm-hmm. And the people that suggested in their stories, and each art piece has a story that kind of tells the process about it. That warming it first.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it just shatters. It is so difficult that I went back to, I tried it on an old one of mine before I tried it on yours. I went back to yours and just left them whole.
See, I used that tip as well. Jeff Portinga, who had made the windmill early on, has these very precisely cut CDs as the blades, and it's just beautiful. And I was wondering how he did that, and he kindly shared his tip for that.
And so what's the public reaction been to people coming and viewing the exhibit?
Very interested. I tried to strategically put ones at the bottom that I thought kids would really be interested in, so they would be at their level, like dinosaurs and cars and planes, and just tried to make it at their level. We get a lot of browsers. We started a gift book or sign-in book a few weeks ago so people could comment and ask questions and that. So. We haven't gotten a ton of comments in there, but we'd love more just to kind of get feedback from the community. So.
And so it's still open. The library's open 10 till 2 on Thursday and Friday of Tulip Time.
Correct.
And so Tulip Time visitors are welcome to come and appreciate it.
They are.
One of the interesting things to me is that everybody that participated sort of has an artistic mindset. They look at the world through the eyes of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And is that something we learn or we're born with? What do you think?
You know, I think part of it is confidence, because I know at the last interview you said you would have no idea what to do with yours.
Right.
And I might have said that 20 years ago, but after working at the art center, where you basically jump in and grab materials each day when you go in and say, what can we make with these? And then it just seems to get easier. You see things immediately. So I think even when you said you didn't think you could do it, I thought, you know, he could. I mean, you can if you think, you know, if you decide you want to do it, you can do it. It's not going to look exactly like some of the ones in here. Some of the ones in here done by practiced artists and professional
right.
artists using the materials and cutting them, manipulating them, that is very hard to replicate if you don't do it regularly.
Sure.
So I fear that when a little kid goes home and says, I'm going to make that dinosaur, I'm thinking, well, you can make a dinosaur. It won't be that dinosaur that's on display here, but it will. You can do something, definitely. And anyone can. And I admit mine, you know, things didn't always work the way I thought they would with my materials. And that, like I said, just gave me even a bigger appreciation for the people that I had just so glibly said, hey, can you make something out of these? And I knew they could, and they said yes. And then again, when I went to do it, it was like, oh, okay, well, everything's a little harder than I thought. Cutting this is harder than I thought. And just, you know, it was a challenge. It was a yeah. challenge not just to make something, but to use the materials.
It was so. A challenge. It just to allow yourself to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. You kind of had this feeling of trying to be professional with it and achieve all the rules of art and balance and design, and yet you needed to just let yourself have fun with it, similar to what the kids do at the art center, where they just start to put things together and see something as they're doing it, and it continues on until you have a finished product.
Exactly. You have to change ideas midstream sometimes
yeah.
to and not have a precious idea to start with, because it's never just going to turn out exactly like you thought it would at the beginning.
But yeah. the thing to do is to just start. Give yourself
right.
permission.
Give yourself permission to create and explore and experiment.
Thanks to Carol Wyhee and Jennifer Van Coten for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.